At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? It's Pete Mundo with Heartland College Sports, and it is so great to be here with you as always. And we're coming to you on a Saturday night because, frankly, I don't want to be talking about this. I don't want to be talking about expansion when we've actually got games to play in a week, less than a week in the Big 12. But I can't avoid the news. I can't avoid the news cycle. And I know it's been a hot topic over the last 36 hours in the Big 12. So I said, let's get to it right now. Because Sunday, I'm going to give you my Big 12 football prediction for the upcoming season. Who I see winning the conference championship. I will give you the records for every team in the Big 12. How I see the league shaking out. So I didn't want to bury this in that conversation. So I said, I'll come to you on a Saturday. We'll do a few minutes here. We'll talk about the expansion news, and then we'll get back to football. Because unlike other shows, we don't just throw stuff against the wall, talk expansion all day, every day, and then when something actually comes to fruition, act like we were right about something, when guess what? If you throw things against the wall long enough, you're probably going to end up being right on a thing or two. It's an amazing concept to some people. But listen, we give it to you straight. We talk about the facts. We talk about the real reporting that's out there. And then we break it all down. I'm Pete Mundo. We're Heartland College Sports. If you are just joining us, or even if you're a long timer, but you have not yet subscribed, hit that subscribe button on iTunes, on Spotify, and yes, on YouTube. And more of you catch the show and are not subscribed. You think you are, but you're not. So make sure you're subscribed. We so appreciate you doing that. Okay, let's get right to it. UConn potentially getting into the Big 12. Here was the report that broke on Friday. It came from Yahoo Sports' Ross Dellinger that Brett Yormark and the Big 12 are very much more than open for business. Dellinger says that the Big 12 has had in-person meetings with UConn. Yormark is set to make a presentation to the league's presidents here in the next week. UConn would potentially join the Big 12 as a member in all sports except for football, starting at as possibly as soon as 2026. And then UConn football would join the Big 12 in 2031, and that is when the TV contracts are set to be renegotiated and restarted anyway. So a couple of things. Do I like UConn from a basketball perspective? Yes. Does this make sense for Brett Yormark with his vision of decoupling basketball from football? Absolutely. Do I have some hesitations? Not as much as I used to. I used to say, I don't want to go down this road of having a member be here for basketball, but not be here for other things. But if UConn is going to come to the Big 12 in everything but football, and then give them half a decade or so to get ready for Big 12 football, that has potential. But what I would want to know, if I was Brett Yormark, if I was a Big 12 president, is UConn serious about football? Or is UConn just looking at this and saying, you know what, we're a basketball school, we're not really going to invest in football, and if we go 0-12 every year, so be it. Because you don't really want that. You know, you don't really, I'm not saying they have to win 10 games every year, but you don't want UConn football to be what UConn football has been for far too long, because that will be a complete and utter embarrassment for the Big 12. And regardless of what Brett Yormark thinks, the reality is this: football still ultimately pays most of the bills. I know that he believes basketball is undervalued, and I get that to a degree, but I'd want to see some numbers if I was him, and I'm sure he's seen more than we have, but I'd want to see some numbers to feel good about the idea that I could decouple basketball from football and actually make more than I'm making right now on a per-school annual basis. That's what I would want to see. And I would want some solid proof of that before we went forward, because we know the ratings for football are just astronomically higher on average than they are for basketball. But this would, of course, create the Big 12 as the preeminent and premier college basketball conference, which it already is going to be. It would just grow the gap. And from that standpoint, it's smart for your mark to say, you know what? We're not going to catch the SEC in football. We're not. We got to keep the gap small, but we're not going to catch them. But if we can grow the gap between 1 and 2 in basketball, between us and the Big Ten, between the Big 12 and the SEC, or the Big 12 and the ACC, or the Big 12 and the Big East, well, that's not a bad thing at all. In fact, that makes a lot of sense if you're Brett Yormark, to say we'll just grow the gap in basketball so large you can't avoid us, you can't miss us. And fine, it's not football, but in the end, it still is far and away the second most popular college sport, bar none, and having the best conference in America is a pretty damn good place to be. So this is Yormark thinking ahead and saying we've got value in basketball, and we're going to keep growing our basketball product to make it far and away superior to anything else out there. And the reality is UConn is far and away the blue blood of blue bloods in college basketball. Not only have they won back-to-back national championships, and they'll try to win 3 straight, which nobody has done since UCLA in the early 70s, they won 6 in the past 30 years. Not even, it's really 6 in the past 25, going back to 99. I mean, they are third all-time in national championships with 6, and that's behind only UCLA with 11, and Kentucky has 8, and then you've got UConn and North Carolina that have 6 apiece. Well, guess what? Kentucky has won 1 since UConn's won 6. UCLA has won 0 since UConn has won 6. UCLA last won a national title in 95. So UConn, for the last generation, is the ultimate blue blood in college basketball. You stack that up with national champs like Kansas, another blue blood, with Baylor, with Arizona, with then the rest of the depth that you've got around this Big 12 conference, and the basketball product is not even close around the country. Houston, Iowa State, Cincinnati's got history and legacy. Kansas State has a legacy. Oklahoma State's down in the dumps, but they've got a history as well. Tech is on the upswing and has been. I mean, there is so much to like. West Virginia's got a great product as well. So it would not be even close. So then you say, okay, what else would make sense though? And that's where part 2 of this story comes into the equation. And this came from Brett McMurphy on Saturday. So Brett McMurphy, Action Network, reported on Saturday morning that his sources are saying, keep an eye on what happens in the ACC. McMurphy said that the Big 12 would look to potentially bring in UConn and then some ACC schools. It would not end with UConn. And that only makes sense. You're not going to have an odd number of teams, right? So we know that Florida State and Clemson won out. That's very obvious. They are suing their own conference. So we're not breaking any news on that front. But would they potentially be options? Florida State, Clemson, Miami. Those would be the big 3. And I'm starting to think if Yormark is actually deadly serious about making this the premier basketball conference in the country, hands down, maybe we've had it all wrong. Maybe it's not Florida State and Clemson. Maybe it's North Carolina, along with Duke, along with NC State. I'm just saying, maybe he kind of punts on football and says, you know what, let's go all in on hoops. And by the way, the football products aren't terrible in those places. UNC football is not UConn football. Neither is Duke. Neither is NC State. So maybe all the talk about Florida State and Clemson is kind of missing the boat. Now, I would still look Florida State, Clemson, and here's why. With Florida State and Clemson, you build up your football product, and you've got a very strong basketball product as well. Florida State better than Clemson, but still, you get a really good football product that still drives the bus financially and solid basketball products. But North Carolina is sitting out there. If I was looking for a third to round out four teams for 20, if you go UConn, Florida State, Clemson, I'm looking North Carolina before I'm looking Miami. Because North Carolina obviously has the basketball, it has solid football, it has the academics, but here's the catch. Paul Feinbaum was on my show this week. If you haven't seen that, please do watch it on YouTube, listen to it on the podcast. That's why you want to be subscribed. Yes, Paul Feinbaum was on this show, and it has gotten outstanding feedback. So if you have not listened, if you have not watched, that's why you want to be on the channel. But Feinbaum said that he didn't think the SEC had any interest in Florida State and Clemson. He thought the interest was more so in North Carolina. Because the SEC are basically like, we've got those states more or less on lockdown, Florida, South Carolina. We don't need to add to that footprint. But UNC has such appeal because of its location, the academics, the basketball and the football, the university status, all those different things. So North Carolina, in a weird way, may be the most desirable team. So then, if you're Yormark, what do you do? What's your backup plan? Well, your backup plan is probably Miami. If not, it may very well be Duke. You may have those schools as the backup plan.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Instead of an NC State, instead of a Virginia Tech. But all of this right now is very much up in the air based on what is being said out there and what's being reported. The other thing to note based on McMurphy's report is that the ACC schools could include some natural rivalries with Big 12 programs. Well, that would be Pittsburgh. That would probably be Virginia Tech. I think about those two schools when it comes to West Virginia in particular. And West Virginia is the one school that I have felt somewhat bad for over the last 10 years in the Big 12. I love having West Virginia in the Big 12. I think they're a great cultural fit. But, you know, I'm not going to lie, they have kind of been out on an island for so long, right? I mean, they've been out there without any teams in the Eastern time zone until last year. No real natural rivalries to speak of. So they haven't had that. If they can get something that's more regional in nature, where they have a Cincinnati, they have a UConn, who they have an old rivalry with going back to the Big East days, And then you include under that umbrella, potentially, a Virginia Tech, potentially a Pittsburgh. Then you've got a very interesting conversation to have for West Virginia and what potentially gets brought to the table on their behalf. So all of those things are very interesting when it comes to what this all looks like moving forward. But this is not the news that I think anybody expected 1 week before the college football season began. And that's why I said, let me address this in a separate show. That way we're not getting in the way of the actual football talk, because I like to talk football here or just talk on the field stuff. But this is obviously too big of a story from very credible sources, Ross Dellinger and Brett McMurphy, that obviously we're going to address it. And obviously we're going to bring it up. We've got this on the YouTube channel. Secret Agent writes, can't see how I can have a respectable opinion against UConn. Your Mark knows what he's doing. He seems adamant. Who am I to argue? Listen, I'm with you there, man. I am. The only expansion team that has come up in legitimate reporting that I have been dead set against is Gonzaga. I have never bought into Gonzaga for the Big 12. Location-wise, it stinks. There's nothing there. Gonzaga is all Mark Few. If Mark Few, God forbid, decided he wanted to retire or something happened tomorrow, I think Gonzaga basketball falls off the map. I think Gonzaga basketball has been good because it's been in a nothing conference for the better part of, you know, its entire lifespan. So it wins an easy conference. It gets to 30 wins. They get into the NCAA tournament, and usually they underachieve. Whenever Gonzaga came up, I was dead set against it. But when it's schools like UConn, when San Diego State's come up, when the Washington State-Oregon State duo has come up, even UNLV, I've understood cases in favor of those schools. The only one I've said don't touch it with a 10-foot pole is Gonzaga, because the program is successful because of the head coach and for no other reason. And even with that head coach, they've largely underachieved when it matters most. So, but I agree. I mean, Brett Yormark has 98% of the time gone about things the right way and done things to improve the brand of the Big 12 and keep the Big 12 as competitive as it can be with the Big 10 and the SEC and do what's in the best interest of its TV partners and its fans, which is a very difficult balance to execute if you're Brett Yormark. There's been a couple of misses. The protected rivalries should include Farmageddon. Playing in Mexico, maybe TV really likes that, but I'm not a fan. Outside of that, this guy has basically made the right move every step of the way. So I'm not going to argue it. And I do think UConn, giving them a ramp to get football on track to where it needs to be, get the funding where it needs to be, so they're competitive and not a total doormat for 5 years, is a great play. And then you bring in basketball. And here's the other thing for UConn that was in Brett McMurphy's report. Danny Hurley is not against the move. And let's be honest, if Danny Hurley didn't want to make this move, UConn's not making the move. Now, there are very few coaches who would have the power to block something like this. Danny Hurley is one of them. He's a generational coach. He's won back-to-back natties. The Los Angeles Lakers tried to hire him away from UConn. He's one of a handful of coaches in the entire country who could pull off something like this if he wanted to. And the fact that he's not against it, per McMurphy's reporting, now he's not necessarily a huge fan of it, I don't know about that, but he's not against the move to the Big 12, well, that's a good sign. And he shouldn't be, because this will bring more money to UConn. The Big East TV contract is not huge because it's only basketball. You're going to bring in 3, 4, 5 times that much money being in the Big 12, which will only help UConn basketball. Does it mean longer road trips? Yes. But if you're a UConn fan, I don't think you should look at this like you did your move to the AAC, which was a debacle. And then you went back to the Big East and the success followed. This is now joining one of the all-time and frankly the best college basketball conference that will have ever been, probably since the original Big East days back in the 1980s. When you had Georgetown, St. John's, Villanova, you know, going back to that era of college basketball. you are joining the premier college basketball conference. You're going to have UConn, Kansas as a potential conference game. Like, you're not going to miss on that. I get it. You like the regional rivalries. You like the Villanovas. You like the you like the St. John's's. You like Providence. You like playing those games. Schedule them in the non-con if you want. But you're not going to miss out on this opportunity. And Your Mark has been eyeing the New York City market since he got here. Your Mark is a New York City guy. It's a fascinating marriage with the Big 12, which obviously is still mostly anchored by teams in the Heartland. Hence the name of this show, Heartland College Sports. I'm Pete Mundo, by the way. If you're just hopping in, hit the like button below the video, subscribe to us, leave the 5-star rating and review on iTunes and Spotify. So appreciate you doing that and being a part of the show. But it's been this interesting marriage. He's always wanted a New York City presence. He's done advertising on billboards in Midtown Manhattan for the Big 12, despite the fact that they have no team there. UConn is as much a New York City team as any other team can be. I would argue UConn is more of a New York City team than Rutgers, right there in New Jersey. When UConn plays at Madison Square Garden for the Big East Championship, it's a home game. Any game UConn plays at MSG is a home game. They arguably own the market more than Rutgers. And this is potentially the splash that Your Mark wants to make into the New York City market, doing it with the best option available. And that is UConn basketball. There's no other program, way bigger, obviously, than anything at Rutgers. Basketball, football, doesn't matter. Larger than anything else he could get in the Northeast. There is no good football right now in the Northeast. Boston College stinks. Syracuse stinks. Rutgers, for the most part, stinks. Maybe Shiano starts to turn things around. I mean, you know, Temple, Penn, where are you going to go? Pittsburgh? None of them are any good. So this is the best brand, if you want to tap into the New York City market that's out there, of any conference. And Your Mark is doing it, and he's potentially going to have incredible success doing it, and it will lead to the Big 12 growing the gap in basketball by an even wider margin, which is something that you really got to put into perspective. So we so appreciate you guys being here on this show. Like I said, I didn't want to put this on the tail end of Big 12 football talk. I wanted to get this out there for you on a Saturday. And then Sunday, I'm going to give you my Big 12 football prediction for the upcoming season. That way they're two separate shows. All right. John says, any truth to the rumor that ESPN will foot the bill for UConn? I've not seen that, John, but what I have seen and what I think matters here is that McMurphy reported a key component to adding UConn is the 16 current Big 12 members would not see a reduction in revenue. So, and that's, let's be honest, it's all about the dollars and cents. And all the other Big 12 schools care about is, does this cost us anything? And if the answer is no, then that's a very good sign moving forward. But it's also why I think UConn football is not coming, potentially, if this all happens, till 2031, because that would involve potentially taking some money out of the football pot, out of the TV pot, and the teams don't want to do that right now. But if they can get UConn basketball in there at very little cost or no cost to everybody else, then that is an absolute no-brainer. That's what that is. Kim says, Pete, great job with Feinbaum the other day. Skip John Calzano. Hey, I'd listen. Take a listen to John if you haven't heard the show yet. I thought we had a pretty good chat about the Big 12 and, you know, the four new teams coming in. So I would absolutely take a listen to that if you haven't yet. BR says, is adding UConn going to get us more money on the basketball side? How valuable could that be? I'm going to leave that up to Brett Yormark to figure out. I will leave that up to Brett Yormark to figure out. I just know that if he sees value in it, if he sees money there, and I believe he does, he's going to go ahead and do it, and I'm A-okay with that. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining this show. If you are not subscribed, football season's less than a week away. Join us, subscribe, leave that 5-star rating and review on iTunes and Spotify. We've got like 20 reviews or 20 ratings to get to 800 on iTunes. Could you be one of those 20? That's all I ask of you. The show is free. All our content is free. Just leave that 5-star rating and review. That really does help us grow this show. Thank you. And if you're not on the Heartland College Sports Forums, go to the website. The forums are free. The Big 12 fans are pouring in every day, and we are building a great community beyond the craziness of social media. So hop on those forums. I'm on there all the time interacting with you guys, and it's a great way to just find fellow Big 12 fans to chat it up with and have a good time. Have a great night. We appreciate you guys, and go Big 12.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.